Hello, everybody. Welcome to the season two of the Launchpad series, where we showcase amazing solutions that's built on Windows, Office, and also Microsoft Azure, a solution from Microsoft. And with me today is Andrew Swicky.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us from Siemens PLM.
Thanks for having me.
Andrew is the product strategy director, and he's going to showcase a really cool app called JT2Go. And I'm not sure if you know, there's actually over 10,000 partner attendees today actually meeting here in town in Orlando, Florida. So where everybody is actually kind of congregate and learn more and share ideas about how to build amazing solutions for solving business problems. And glad to have Siemens PLM, of course, to be on the show as well.
It's great.
Yeah, and showcase some of the cool stuff. So let's get right to the heart of it, shall
okay.
we? So tell us a bit more about Siemens, first of all. What you guys do and what problems you're trying to solve, and then for some of the audience, they may not be familiar with the JT data set or standards, so maybe you can talk about that. And of course, this is a tech show, so love to have you showcase some of the cool apps that I think one of the versions you haven't shown to anybody yet, so love to see that.
Perfect. Well, let me go into a little bit about Siemens. And particularly Siemens PLM. So Siemens is a global company. Most people are familiar with Siemens. Siemens PLM is a part of the Siemens Digital Factory division, and we work with software products. Specifically, Siemens PLM works with software used in engineering and manufacturing organizations. So the CAD products that people are familiar with come mm-hmm. from Siemens PLM. Digital manufacturing products to build a plant, to simulate how a manufacturing process will work, comes from Siemens PLM. We also have test and simulation products, so a good deal of engineering and manufacturing-based software products that come out of our division.
So pretty much anywhere from like big planes, rockets, all the way to micro machines.
Exactly.
Siemens play a role there.
Exactly. So anyone who is developing a discrete product, a windmill, a jet engine, mm-hmm. To someone who may be developing a consumer product, a bottle of shampoo or a paper towel roll, those are all things that could be designed with our products. And then Global Siemens does even broader set than that,
of
like
course.
You mentioned. Siemens, Global Siemens makes the trains people are familiar with, mm-hmm. maybe an air conditioning unit that people have seen on top of their roof.
Right. Great. And specifically, let's dive in a little bit more about this three-dimensional JT data set.
Like, sure.
Why does it exist? What does that help solve in the realm of design and mechanical drawings?
So JT is the short form for the file extension .jt. So mm-hmm. people often refer to a JT file as a JT file. JT files are a file format for 3D information. I think most people are familiar with JPEG files. Mm-hmm. That's a file format for 2D pictures. JT is a file format that would be used for 3D images. Oftentimes, the 3D content is created in a CAD product, a product like those that Siemens PLM would sell. But it could be authored in other products as well. Mm-hmm. It's a lightweight file format, so it allows people to collaborate, to exchange, to share the 3D information in a way that's simpler than sharing the heavier, more sophisticated CAD models. Some of the applications that are used for JT include supplier collaboration. You mm-hmm. can imagine a company who is working with a supplier. They need to share information about each other's designs. The supplier may be making a axle for an automobile. They can send a model to the OEM of that axle. The mm-hmm. OEM can put it into their system, see how it works, and collaborate back and forth.
Right.
JT could also be used for downstream applications. Oftentimes, purchasing is out buying bolts or washers. They may not be exactly familiar with what the part looks like. They're not a sophisticated CAD user, but the JT file allows them to see what the product looks like, maybe compare it to some other products they have, mm-hmm. And work with their purchasing contacts on a product like that.
Right. So it's really portable in a sense that both, I guess, the basic users as well as advanced users can use the same
exactly.
Standard set of data.
Right.
As well as across different authoring software.
Exactly. So it allows for collaboration in a multi-CAD environment. Mm-hmm. So we all live in a world where there are distributed applications. They need to work with each other. JT is a nice file format to allow for that multi-CAD interoperability. And
yeah, that's pretty much was, you know, well said there. So with that, why don't we just jump right in into the JT2Go app?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I can go into the application. So let me click here, launch the application. And so the JT2Go is a free viewer. So the objective of JT2Go is to allow the purchasing person that I had mentioned, allow someone who needs to visually look at information, maybe quickly collaborate, mm-hmm. To capture that information, to see the information, to send it back to the original author. And there's a couple of examples we can do. Let me open this radial image here, radial mm-hmm. engine first, and here you will see a assembly of parts
mm-hmm.
That could be created in a variety of CAD products. And with the free viewer, anyone can view this product.
Right.
They can rotate it, they can zoom in, they can zoom out, they could pick a part, maybe they're interested in this part right here,
mm-hmm.
See what it is,
right.
Look how it fits
some
in context
cap.
With mm-hmm. the other parts,
right.
Go back to the original assembly. So it allows someone to look at a great amount of detail, zoom all the way in here and see how the whole pattern on that part.
Right. All without having a really large CAD size type file.
Exactly. Yeah. Light CAD as well as light expertise on working with 3D models.
Mm-hmm.
And so the JT2Go is a free app. It's available for the Windows platform. I can walk through a couple of the features here.
Yeah, let's do that.
One of the things is you can change the app size within the window. So maybe you're working with your JT2Go viewer and you have OneNote and you're capturing some information about the part. You want to communicate that to someone, mm-hmm. or maybe just make some notes for yourself for the future.
Right, right.
So you may be interested in taking a look at making a quick little edit here. So let me maximize the window, mm-hmm. and I can show you a markup feature.
Okay.
An engineer who might be wanting to capture his own notes.
Right.
Maybe he uses OneNote, maybe he uses Microsoft Word.
Right.
He's going to capture some notes that he likes about this part. Here you see the part, and I can choose the little pen that lets me know I want to mark up. Here's the markup window, and
mm-hmm.
you can see some other options that we'll go into later. And in here, I want to make a freehand markup. So
mm-hmm.
I'll use my finger, and I'll say that I really like this piece right here. And I'll add a little bit of text and put that in here. And I can open up the keyboard and say, nice part. This is really a nice part. With that, I could save the file,
mm-hmm.
So I'd have a copy of this
right.
for future reference. Just take a snapshot.
You can paste it onto OneNote?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I could paste it into OneNote, I could paste it into Word, I could put it in an email.
Yeah.
I can then turn off the text aspects.
Right.
There's item number one.
Great. Well, what about this pin to start? What does that do?
So pinning to start would be familiar with people who are familiar with Windows 8, Windows 10, the ability to take this model or this image and pin it to the start within Windows. That way, next time you want to use it, you can jump in quite quickly
right.
and start
going. Right, kind of like favorites for a website on a browser. This is the favorite file that you might be looking at and working on for a few days. So nice shortcut.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some other features that might be of interest to the engineer working with this product is the PMI.
Mm-hmm.
So PMI stands for Product Manufacturing Information.
Okay.
And it's the information that a manufacturing engineer or technician would need to make the part.
It would be like the materials. Is it aluminum, stainless steel, and whatnot, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So dimensions, materials. And so here you can see that we have a variety of dimensions included as the PMI information.
Right. So it's now showing the diameter of whatever that piece is.
So that's the diameter there. Yep.
Right.
We can zoom in and see exactly what they're talking about. We can also go into views that the author of this file thought were interesting. And so here,
default
views. And
gotcha.
So here's a view that they thought would be relevant to get the full size of the device.
Yep.
Here's a view that goes into just a couple of the components.
Mm-hmm.
And we can then go back to the original view
right.
And allow us to spin the device around.
Awesome.
Maybe one other feature that would be interested to people in the part item would be properties. So here we can turn on properties and learn a little bit about the file and the application that was used to create it. And then in the general view, we have a couple of options. We can include backgrounds behind the part. We can look at printing, and in this case, we have 2D printing capabilities associated with this computer. But if there was a 3D printer attached, the 3D printing option would come up as well.
Right, so you can actually do a prototype printed using a 3D printer.
Exactly.
Yeah, great. Awesome. So I think we didn't mention it precisely earlier. This is actually a Windows 10 preview app, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So what we're looking at here is the Windows 10 version of the JT2Go app. I know you've seen in the past the Windows 8 version, and the Windows 8 version has been available for some time.
Correct.
Lots of people use it. In fact, we did a case study with Microsoft and one of our joint customers, ATK, Orbital ATK.
Right.
Orbital ATK makes rocket engines.
That's right.
And they are using an app like JT2Go to eliminate the need for 2D paper drawings on the shop floor.
Right.
Instead of big piles of paper, they can have a 3D model, and the technicians who are routing wires within the rocket engine have a better way to view where those wires go.
Right, and that's no small task.
That is no small task.
A big, gigantic rocket
engine. So JT2Go is good for rocket scientists.
Yeah, definitely, and more, and much more. Excellent. Well, great. Well, thanks for showing us this. So how can we get started with this app? Like, can you share with us perhaps the final slide? I think we have...
Sure. So people can learn more about JT2Go, download the app at www.jt2go.com.
Excellent.
And you can learn more about JT file format, the JT Open program that helps drive the file format, as well as the toolkits that are used to create JT files, by going to www.jtopen.com.
I see, and that's the open standard website.
That's the open standard, yes.
Awesome, well, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I hope
thank
to see you.
You
very soon. And can you tell us roughly when this Windows 10 app will be available?
We are looking forward to bring it out as Windows 10 gets released to the marketplace.
Okay, so, in essence, very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah, excellent. Well, we look forward to getting our hands on that. And with that, here's another episode of Launchpad series. In this case, we're showcasing manufacturing type applications. In other cases, you would see apps on healthcare, maybe even retail type of solutions that's built on Microsoft platform. So thank you for joining, and hope to see you soon.